If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask as we continue to seek to live the gospel and live the faith that you call us to do, to live in a way that glorifies your name. We ask also that you bless us on this day, that we remember the conversion of St. Paul. Let us be part of the conversion of others through your grace working through us, and through your grace, let us also grow in our own conversion. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today, of course, as you heard, we celebrate the conversion of St. Paul, and I'm sure you are familiar with the story. St. Paul was a very zealous Pharisee, and he was on the road to Damascus when he encountered Christ in a vision. And Christ asked him why he was persecuting him, and he didn't recognize him. Who are you? And in the process, he comes to realize the truth that this new form of Judaism called Christianity, which it hadn't received the name yet, was actually from the Lord. And this, he falls from his horse, as the saying goes. And he becomes blind. When he enters into Damascus, he is directed to meet someone named Ananias. And Ananias basically prays over him with everyone else, prays over him. He is healed. The scales fall from his eyes. Again, another expression. And he begins his journey to ultimately become the apostle to the Gentiles. Now, this journey obviously isn't done immediately. It's about 3 years before he starts being in a position where he can preach and everything else. And he becomes as zealous a Christian as he was a Pharisee. And so that's the story behind Paul. But we have to realize there's a lot more to that, in the sense that Paul knew the law intensely, and that's why he was persecuting Christians. But he knew the law. He knew not only every jot and tittle of the law, but he knew the theology behind it. And he was this very intense Jew who was very steeped in Judaism, in not only the tradition and the history, but the theology. And so when he comes into Christianity, he takes all of that and makes that a part of his ministry. And that's an essential aspect. Because remember what Jesus says. He is not there to do away with the law and the prophets. And there's not a jot or tittle of the law that will be taken away. But we look at that with the understanding of what is the law and what is it that we're called to live. And remember what the law is. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Now, needless to say, if Paul is a Pharisee and he's zealous, and part of his zealousness is killing Christians, which he did, we all know that he had a part in the killing of Saint Stephen, and if his part of his zealous nature is killing Christians, then we understand that he thinks he's following the law, but he's not. And ultimately, he comes to learn the deeper aspect of the law. And this is something we deal with today. I mean, we're dealing with people who are constantly calling down Pope Francis all the time in the name of their righteousness. And they are, maybe you could say, modern day Sauls. Remember this. Paul was originally named Saul, and he takes the name Paul at his conversion. So they were modern day, they are modern day Sauls. They're people who are going after the Pope in the name of their righteousness, but they're not living the Catholic faith as they are called to live the Catholic faith, because they would put more trust in the Lord, but they would also be focused on living a faith that loves God and loves neighbor. And that's what we're called to do. And that's what everything we're all about as Christians is, to help us to live the faith. And maybe one of the things to as Christians and Catholics who are also Christians, maybe one of the example we can take upon that is, you can be focused on one aspect of the law, live the law perfectly, that aspect, but you're not living the law, because there's a whole bunch that you're ignoring. And what is the law? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. You can see it also illustrated in being obedient to the Father, because that's what Jesus did. And through Jesus, we are obedient to the Father. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish with this aspect of the program called St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. And we're going to talk to you about how we would love you to come by and be part of our parish. Now, I have a suggestion for you. If you ever want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, I'd like to extend to you a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every Sunday. That's our chanted Mass, by the way. We even chant the Our Father. So come check that out if you'd like. So if you're looking for a church to call home and you weren't really sure about whether or not St. Anthony is the right fit for you, so to speak, feel free to come to the church and just enjoy, come to Mass and think of, gee, I might even want to help out to build this parish. Now, I understand that you may feel self-conscious sitting in the pew when the collection basket comes around because you're not ready to put anything in the collection basket. That's fine. All I'm going to ask you to do is write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. It doesn't go for any other church or parish. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts. And remember, we're conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. And as I always remind you, please don't throw the stone. So anyway, we're talking about this powerful conversion of St. Paul. But St. Paul took all that he understood as a Pharisee, and then through his Christian faith, he came to understand what all of that meant within a Catholic perspective. Now, a Christian perspective, which is Catholic. As if you don't know this, all Catholics are Christians, not all Christians are Catholics. So keep that in mind. And so that's how St. Paul began his ministry. Now, one of the things to look at when we understand that is that he came through his conversion to understand the deeper aspect of the law, which include the prophets. And what's one of the things that we see in the prophets? We see, as I bring up a lot, the time that the whole world will come to worship the God of Israel in Jerusalem. And we know that a lot of that has come to pass. Now, at the time of St. Paul, it hadn't. It wouldn't, because it wouldn't make any sense to people. I've explained before. You know, it would be like all of a sudden someone saying there will come a time that everyone is going to worship Krishna in Mumbai. And most of the world would turn around and say, no, we don't even know anything about Hinduism. You know, and that prediction, which is a lot of it has come true, is something that Paul starts to understand and starts to realize that, yes, this is part of the prophecy coming true. This is a powerful reality. The prophecy is coming true, and so much more. Now, here's an interesting thing you may realize. As it said, that when Jesus comes back, he'll come back in his glory. What does that tell you? Well, that's the power of the Lord, the whole bit. No, look at something else. If we look in the book of Revelation, we'll see that throughout the entire book, there are people who refuse to believe, and they're going to go their own way, and they're going to fight people who bring the message of the faith. They're going to do all of that. But when Jesus comes back in his glory, what is that going to do? It's going to make it very clear that Jesus is God. And that he is the one true God, because it'll be like everyone can see Jesus and go, oh, I guess they were right. The people say, no, that's not true. Oh, I guess they were right. But that would be the fulfillment of the prophecy completely. All the world comes and worships the God of the Jews in Jerusalem. And there it would be in Jesus turning everything over to the Father. So we have to realize that Paul is now coming to understand this vision of the Lord, and vision kind of in a business sense, of the Lord to bring all the world to come to worship the Lord in Jerusalem, and he's seeing that this is the next step. Whereas prior to that, he saw Christianity as this blasphemous sect, and now comes to realize it is the truth. Now remember, Paul was also a mystic. And he had been to a place he calls the third heaven. You'll see that in 2 Corinthians. So we know that Paul had a deep and profound understanding of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and what the message of Christ is. And he comes to learn that through his conversion. He didn't know it when he fell off the horse, but we come to see that he comes to learn that, comes to understand it. And this is what St. Paul and his conversion is all about. Well, remember, we are here every Monday through Friday at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us through CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.